This is the Morgan Report with David Morgan. For the latest in precious metals investing, gold, silver, the economy, and more, go to themorganreport.com.
David Morgan with you with the weekly perspective for the week ending March 16th, 2018. Well, first article up from the Daily Reckoning. $1 trillion deficits as far as the eye can see. A sign of things to come. Justice requires us to remind that the United States Treasury often goes the month of February on a lean purse. It's tax season and it depletes its coffers. This article goes on to explain how the debt is basically at a point that is unsustainable. And many of us have been saying this for a very long time. I like this graph from the Daily Coin that shows what the debt level looked like in 1971 under the gold standard or the Bretton Woods Agreement. And from August 15th until present day, it's gone exponential. And again, at a level that's unsustainable. Yet again, as I said last week, the perception is that there's nothing safer than something of debt that is issued by the United States Treasury. This is not true, and there will be a horrible price to pay for those that are in the bond market when they discover that this debt is unsustainable and there is a price to be paid. Just one clip from here is the current federal budgets are roughly $4 trillion on an annual basis, so if interest rates rise to historic norms, the interest on the debt could ultimately gobble 25% of the entire budget. This staggers the mind, but the math is the math. But officials don't seem to worry and continue to claim that deficits don't matter. Time will tell. Continuing on the debt theme, this is from the Financial Post. Headline, debt-ridden Canadians would owe even more money if it wasn't for Ottawa, says the Bank of Canada. Stephen Pult says that higher rates have helped keep the accumulation of household debt lower than it otherwise would have been had Canada continued with government belt tightening as it approaches levels of the past. Basically, the government is subsidizing the debt, as all governments do, and the lift, quote-unquote, in the economy has kept their economy, quote-unquote, stronger than it might have been otherwise. In response to the journalist's questions, the governor says he agrees with the views consumers are facing with debt loads today because they are filled in a debt accumulation void left when governments turn to austerity by shutting down stimulus measures to address fallouts from the 2008 financial crisis. And things are turning around. Interest rates have pressure to the upside. Bond markets are shaky. And governments around the world are starting to basically cut back or curtail QE. Once this continues, we'll see what the repercussions are. And, of course, the possibility remains that they will open up the spigots again. If that's to occur, then many of the trading partners in the United States will, of course, back off of the dollar. And you'll see further weakness in the U.S. dollar. On top of that, you're seeing the fact that the purported yuan trade for oil should be taking place here in a few weeks. Bill Holter did a great interview about what he sees as the possibility of that taking place. I am a bit more reserved. I think initially it won't have a dramatic effect, but over time it certainly could make a lot of things change in a rather significant way because the U.S. dollar, the petrodollar, would become under question and wouldn't be the most needed requirement to trade in the energy markets. And back to Wolf Street, Wolf Richter. Google joins Facebook in crypto crackdown. If you go back to my article for the public domain, my two bits about Bitcoin, 4 years ago, it was March of four years ago, I wrote that article. My basic premise was, look, I'm neither pro or con Bitcoin. Personally, I'm for specie money, but if the market determines that Bitcoin is the way to go, who am I to say it's good or bad? However, I did say that if it gains traction and becomes something that's very sought by the public at large, watch out. Governments hate competition, and you're going to see basically a crackdown. And that is what we're witnessing now and have been witnessing for some time. This is just the latest in that meme that entities are cracking down on cryptocurrencies. Now, just because they say they are doing it doesn't necessarily mean they really have a lot of effect. Psychologically, they do, but as far as can they really come in and do something something or not remains to be determined. Although on an individual basis, there have been people that have lost bank accounts because they were trading cryptos and that type of thing. But right now, the cryptos from the peak are under some pressure, and I think that will continue for a while. And on the theme of gold or silver or specie money, this is an article that has to do with forgetting Bitcoin and cryptos. Gold is the ultimate global currency. GlintPay. And this is something that I've forecast quite some time ago, that the next leg up in the crypto world will probably be led by specie or gold and silver backed cryptocurrencies. The whole article is about this UK-based startup GlintPay, which continues to grow in popularity throughout Britain and Europe, and has breathed new life into the gold market. Basically, it is a way to use gold in a monetary system. And of course, I have talked about this one, which is at https://ag.lode.one. And I've done a couple of interviews on that recently. I did one with Greg Hunter here just a few days ago. And from Zero Hedge, David Morgan, quote, "The deep state could pull the plug on markets at any time," end quote. Morgan explains the market has not moved for a very long time. Quote, "Silver bottomed in December 2015, and yes, we have gone up and down and up and down, but the overall lows have been higher lows, which is the definition of an uptrend. Silver and gold have started a subtle uptrend from the bottom in 2015, but it certainly has been slow and tedious back and forth. I coined a phrase, silver will either wear you out or scare you out. We are in the wear you out phase. A lot of people who were believers at one time have become non-believers. The markets have worn them out, and they have moved on to something else." And of course, a lot of silver aficionados particularly have moved into the cryptocurrency world. Again, I have no problem with that, but some are coming back. And now, as I said earlier in this weekly update, that my perspective is that there are going to be more and more that are coming into this space that are going to be backed by gold and silver. I want you to be careful about that or anything that you invest in. You want to really be careful with who you're dealing with, what they do, how they do it. We want it as transparent as possible. Of course, the blockchain is a way to mitigate transparency and authenticity. But in all these cases, you still, even reading the white paper, studying it carefully, doesn't necessarily mean it's the best of the best. There will be others that come on board that I haven't had time to study yet that I'm sure that I will like, and I'll certainly mention those in future weekly perspectives. And finally, to close out this week's perspective, this is from CNBC. Bad news for Bitcoin miners. It's no longer profitable to create the cryptocurrency by some estimates. Bitcoin currently trades essentially at a break-even cost of mining the Bitcoin. And you can read this article again. It's on CNBC. I'm not going to comment further, but there is this crossover point. According to the article, the cryptocurrency Bitcoin is trading around the 8,000 level. And according to their data, and I'm not saying that I agree with it, it costs about that amount to acquire or to mine, I should say, Bitcoin. So something to bear in mind. I still think that this market has a lot more consolidation to do, probably a few more months. That's my guess. Time will tell. But the market is starting to mature, like all markets. And we did have a big lift up to the $19,000 level. Now we're at about half of that level. And whenever you get a 50% retracement on a huge parabolic move, as we saw, it usually takes a while to consolidate before the next move, either up or down. Right now it's consolidating. And again, we'll see what happens. But a lot of interest in this space from the top down. I mean, the big investment banks are certainly looking at it. A lot of them are coming to the fore, even nation states such as Venezuela are having a look at it. So this is not going to go away. What is going to happen is there's probably going to be several changes that take place over time that, let's say, redefine this space as far as what all deem quote unquote free market money. So that'll do it for this week. I'll be back with you next week with another weekly perspective.
This is the Morgan Report with David Morgan. For the latest in precious metals investing, gold, silver, the economy, and more, go to themorganreport.com.